Hello, HPR listeners. I'm J-Rob, and this is my second solo episode. Figured I'll do one of these what's in my bag type deals. My bag's a Swiss Gear backpack. So I guess I could start at the largest area compartment and go from the back to the front, or from the front to the back, depending on how you look at that. So in the largest compartment, I've got my laptop that I use for work. It is a Lenovo X1 Carbon. It runs Windows 64-bit. That's what we use at work. Sometimes I'll swap that out for my Linux laptop that's an X220 Lenovo, which is a pretty awesome little laptop. That's a 12.5-inch screen, I believe. It's matte, but the X1 is pretty nice as well. It's missing some of the ports, and that's kind of annoying, but it's thin and light and has a little bit bigger screen. I think it's 14 or 14.5 inches. So right now I've got the X1 in here. So I've also got a National Brand Computation Notebook. It's a pretty nice type notebook with a bunch of grid lines and things, easy to take notes and do technical drawings, that sort of thing. So this large compartment here has got a separator. It's out of the pocket there is the laptop, and the outer region is the notebook. And also there's a laptop charger, and that's for whichever laptop I have at the time. Unfortunately, they take two different types of charging ports. So there's also a small zippered mesh pocket. So inside of here, I've got the USB stick, which is a 32 gig USB 3 ADATA. I think it's just a cheap one to get off Amazon. Then I've got another 32 gig that's a little older. So I think it's a Patriot. And I also have my VPN dongle for work. That's everything I have in that pocket. Then there's a small pocket on top. Inside of here, I've got, let's see, some headphones. The Bud style that came with my Samsung Galaxy S3 phone. Keep those there for easy access. All that's in there. I may actually find something in here that's, I forgot. Next pocket is another largish type pocket. Inside of here, I've got a small case that has, it's a small hard case. As a Western Digital My Passport 1 TB USB 3 drive, so I can put just a ton of stuff on there, any files I need. I deal with a lot of data, usually, with my job. So whenever I have a ton of data, I can just slap it on this drive, take it with me. That way I don't fill up my small drive on my laptop. I think it's 256 gig now. It was 128. I had a coffee spill a while back, which totally fried the thing. Unfortunately, it was only 2 weeks old or so, but they repaired it, and I wrote a note on the form, something like, upgrade to a 256 gig if you can, and they went ahead and did that and didn't charge me anything for it, which was awesome. There's a zippered pocket here also that I usually keep some pictures of my family, wife, kids, when I'm traveling. Let's see. There's another pocket. It gets slightly smaller as we go now. There's some... It's like a pack of travel tissues. Never know when you're traveling around and things. So the next pocket is a little bit smaller than that one. Inside of here, I've got a lot of stuff. So I've got a small Logitech travel mouse. I think it's one of the MX styles. It comes with a small USB dongle that goes to the computer. It's a pretty awesome little mouse. It's the small notebook sized, so it doesn't take up a lot of space. Let's see, I've also got a... What's this? Some kind of a small notebook. Looks like it's a small leather-bound notebook, maybe 5 inches tall by 3.5 inches wide. Not very thick, maybe 1/2 inch thick. Just a normal ruled notebook. So inside of here, I've got just a bunch of notes for whatever I'm working on. I try to keep track because I have a horrible memory. I can remember a lot of things, but there's usually so many things going on there. have to take notes. So I've got that and a, what's this, Sharpie fine point pen kind of hooked onto this. So I've got that if I ever need to take any notes of anything. Let's see, then there's a bunch of small pockets in here. And inside of some of those small pockets, I've got business cards, then a few pens, a couple of different types of pens, and a pencil. Just tucked in a pocket there. And there's another internal zipper pocket. Nothing in there. Alright, so then there's one more pocket. It is a small outer pocket. Inside of here, I've got some Sudafed, some Excedrin migraine medicine, some prescription Vicodin, and that's all that's in here. I usually have some ibuprofen in there too, but and usually the Vicodin's not in there, but I had a tore muscle not too long ago, so that's what that was for. So that's basically everything I have in my laptop bag here. Sometimes when I go traveling, I'll swap out a few things. I'll include a screwdriver. I'm kind of surprised I don't have a screwdriver in there. Usually I have a small one, and then I've got a small stubby multi-screwdriver that I carry with me. So it's got a few different things. Phillips head, flathead, small and large of each. And then, but it's pretty small. It's maybe 2.5 inches long with a swappable ends. All contain a small unit. It's pretty awesome. I use it a lot, especially when I'm traveling and in the other labs and things. I work at a company that makes RF modules, and so we have labs where we test all this kind of stuff. And a lot of that is, we've got a lot of stuff we'll use a screwdriver on, and then hard drives and computers and whatever else. It's always handy to have a screwdriver. Usually also in my bag, I'll keep some lubricant eye drops. My eyes kind of get dry sometimes. I had LASIK surgery a few years back to correct my horrible nearsighted vision, and now I can see pretty good, but the downside of that, my eyes get dry sometimes. Also, when I'm traveling, I'll carry a few other things, like a cell phone charger, obviously. Usually I'll throw my Nexus 7 in there, so I can have it as I'm running around. Probably a few extra pairs of headphones. If I'm flying, definitely I'll take some noise-canceling headphones. I've got some Audio-Technica something or other. They're not too high-end, but pretty decent. I'll take those with me. Those flying sucks. Also, when I'm traveling, I'll throw an extra Ethernet cable or two in there, and as well as, I'm kind of surprised I don't have it in there right now. Usually I'll have a DVI cable and my converter. My X1 Carbon laptop has a mini DisplayPort output, so that's kind of limiting. So I'll carry a dongle with me that I got from Monoprice that will convert mini DisplayPort, and it has HDMI, VGA, and DVI on the same dongle, so I can output to whatever projector or display wherever I am. That's pretty handy. I need to find that. I don't know why it's not in my bag. All right, well, that is everything that I have in my bag.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.